Here's the rest of the types of questions you need to ask, guys. Next, something like, how long has it been a problem? Next would be, what happens? Well, let's do this. Before we do the what happens if you don't fix the problem, Joe, what did you do in the past to try and fix this problem?
Used ice pack.
Okay. If you get that, okay, when you ask that question, what have you done in the past to fix this problem? Your next response is, and that worked.
If it worked, do you think they'd be in front of you today, David?
No.
See, same thing. Suppose you were running a gym, and you got someone walking the first time, and they wanted to be in a bodybuilding contest. Same thing works. The same stuff. Well, I want to compete in Mr. Ohio. Well, what have you done in the past? So I've been in this gym and then that gym. I've done this kind of equipment and that kind of equipment. And how long did you do that? And all that worked, right? And they're going to say, no. If it had been working, do you think they'd be there to see Dave? Right? Ron, in your business, you still doing trust? Okay. Chances are you could ask that question. Well, how long have you had this problem, Ron?
And then play one of your prospects for me. How long have you had this problem of not having living trust?
All the time.
What do you mean all the time?
Long time.
Long time means?
50 years.
When did it become a real problem, though?
Oh, I'd say we've been thinking about it seriously the past couple years.
I missed you. I really did, Ron. How serious can somebody be if they're thinking about it for a couple of years? And you couldn't laugh and do that in the interview, but isn't that what's going to be going through your head, Joe? Right? He says, I've been thinking seriously about it for 2 years. Hell, how serious could that be?
Very.
Right? But stay in your role and you say, okay, last couple of years, right? Right, Ron? You've been thinking about a couple of years? What have you tried to do to fix it in the past?
Well, we've just been trying to get some information.
And that fixed the problem?
Well, no.
What?
No, it didn't fix the problem. We still have a problem.
Another rule. When you hear an answer you do like, what do, Joe?
Ask you for it again. Or
get them to repeat the answer. So write that rule down. When you get an answer you like, get them to repeat the answer.
He said, well, we've been gathering information for a couple of years. Right, Walt? I mean, the response sounds so stupid. And that worked. That made the problem go away. Right, Ron?
Of course not.
Of course not. What message am I sending there, Joe, when I say, and that worked?
You're kind of telling them that that's not the solution.
Gathering information doesn't make the problem go away.
So if we're in that scenario, how long have you been working on this? A couple of years. What have you done to try and fix it? Gather information. Okay, good. Ron, that's worked for you. Well, of course not. Here's your next question. What happens? What? What happens if you don't fix the problem, Ron?
I know eventually my estate will go through probate.
I know eventually my estate will go through probate. You could ask, is that a problem? I probably wouldn't ask that one. I would probably rather you ask, why is that a problem, Ron?
Because my estate, it would be, I'd be buying the lawyers that new Mercedes.
No, you wouldn't.
What was the technique I just did?
Take away.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I might.
No, you wouldn't. Do you know why?
No.
You're dead. You ain't buying them nothing.
Okay. You're gone. So why are you worried about buying them a Mercedes?
Well, my kids would have to.
How much are you going to leave them?
$800,000.
How much Mercedes cost?
Oh, about 60 or so.
So they get 740.
I'm sure they can make good use of that.
So why didn't me?
Huh?
So why do you need me?
Well, maybe I don't.
Is that where you want to get to, guys? Is that where you want to get to? Why won't you go there? Joe?
A lot of risk.
A lot of risk.
If your prospect funnel looks like that, Ron's one of them. He says, well, maybe I don't. Boom. He's gone. Now you're down to two. And this goes back to the problem we talked about an hour ago. It's a lot of risk. You might find out he doesn't qualify. Think about this. You got someone who's seriously considered this for 2 years? What kind of prospect do you have?
Don't have a prospect.
You want to fix the problem? That's the question.
That's what turns this whole process around. Do you want to fix the problem? So yes or no question. What are we looking for?
Do you want to fix the problem, Mark?
Yes.
That's what you got to get to.